always a pleasure to spend some next little time with our next guest. And coming up, a very special event on January 3rd at the Mark and McPhail Center, WinSport. It is the, well, rather than me explain it, why don't I introduce our guests? And they're going to tell us a little bit about the Night Under the Stars event. Katie and Matt Stajan, good enough to both join us this afternoon. Katie, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk to you again, too. I've been looking forward to this chat.
Well, I appreciate it. Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Thanks for doing this, pal.
No problem.
Katie, I'm going to start with you because I want to go back first and kind of revisit a project that you were playing a part in with the Better Halves back at the start of the month, which was a project that you were collecting unwrapped shoeboxes at a Flames game. I believe it was against the Arizona Coyotes. Can you tell us how that went?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It went so great. The response that we received from the Flames fans was incredible. We collected almost 200 shoeboxes and so much in cash donations, thousands of dollars actually in cash donations for the YWCA of Calgary. So I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much to all the Flames fans who came out, who brought shoeboxes. We had one lady who even brought 6 shoeboxes. I mean, our hearts were so full, mine especially that day. It was everyone just made my heart flutter an extra whole lot that day. I was so thankful and so appreciative, and it feels really great to be able to help so many women in shelters this holiday season. And just thinking about them opening up those shoeboxes really makes everyone feel pretty great. So thank you for bringing that up again.
No problem. And a couple of days later, you guys, the Better Halves, also had your wreath raffle. How did that go?
Oh my gosh, the wreath raffle was awesome too. So we raised over $4,000 actually for the Sheldon Kennedy Center, and all right. The wreaths were on display in the concourse level. There was some really creative ones. Everybody did a really good job. People were like, did you guys actually make these? And we did. We all got together and had a really good time. So that was another great initiative, and we were really proud to be a part of that as well.
Now, Matt, were you involved in building the wreath, or was that the Better Halves?
No, that was the Better Halves. We can't take credit for that, but they've been doing a great job in the community as they have every year here in Calgary, and we definitely have a good group, and we're a good man has a good woman on his right arm, so I think that's a key to our team and the family feel we have with our organization.
Well, the event we want to talk about, A Night Under the Stars on January 3rd, is certainly a family event. Matt, tell us a little bit about the event. What's going to take place at the at WinSport at the McPhail Event Center on January 3rd?
Well, we've Katie and the people at WinSport and the Flames Foundation have been preparing and setting up for a very special evening. And we're really looking forward to it. We have a lot of great prizes. The whole team's going to be there. And it's just a night to remember and celebrate our little Emerson's life and kind of have a thank you to the city of Calgary and the people that have been there along the way. There's a lot of great activities going on. I think I'll let Katie go through them just because she would probably know them right off the top of her head more so than I would. But we're really looking forward to it, and we appreciate you having us on here to talk about it.
Well, happy to do it. And Katie, as I'm looking up and down the list, it is a really neat event. This is a different event. This isn't, going and watching a speaker or something like that. You guys have put together a really interesting program in the evening.
Yeah, it's really unique, and I think it's going to be a really heartwarming evening. And we didn't want to make it really sad throughout the evening. There's definitely going to be a sad part, I'm sure, but we kind of wanted to make it more of a celebration of life, and we're really excited because all the Flames are going to be there. We're going to have food from all over different restaurants in Calgary. So we have Q-Hote coming, Il Sogno, the Flames are going to be there, the restaurant. So it's going to be pretty awesome food coming out. And then we're going to have a really special musical performance that we're keeping under wraps, but it's something that's pretty exciting that we're looking forward to, and kind of a surprise for everybody that's going to be there that night. We're going to have a little special presentation that Matt and I have kind of put together along with the Flames. And then We're going to have a band that's going to also be playing throughout the night, and we're also going to have lots of different auction items, different prizes that can be won, some amazing auction items actually that we have lined up. We have a one-year lease on a Range Rover Evoque from Land Rover Calgary. We also have an autographed Garth Brooks Stenson hat, and it's going to be personalized to the highest bidder. So whomever wins, if it's if his name is Joe or Josephine, whoever wins it, Garth is going to personalize it directly to them. So that's pretty awesome. And we also have an autographed Carrie Underwood guitar. So I'm pretty excited about all of those. And everyone's been working really hard, and everyone is just so passionate about this event. And we really can't wait to have it on January the 3rd. And we hope that lots of people can come out and celebrate with us.
I have to back you up, because I think you said that one of the items was a Stetson signed by Garth Brooks, but he will... So it hasn't been signed. It will be signed. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's his personalized hat. So these hats are made specifically only for Garth Brooks. So they've sent one to us, and whomever is the highest bidder, that person's name is going to go on that hat, and Garth is going to personalize it. So it'll say, "Dear Matt, thank you for supporting this event, and love Garth Brooks," or however he signs his name. But we were so excited when we found out about that, because Matt and I are huge Garth Brooks fans, and we're just so overwhelmed and so appreciative of everybody who's come out to donate, to come out to help support us. I mean, this event wouldn't be successful without people like Garth Brooks or Land Rover Calgary or the Flames or Winsport. So we're just overwhelmed with support, and we can't wait for this night, and we can't wait to share it with everybody in Calgary and everyone who's going to be there.
Now, Matt, you will be put to work along with your teammates, if I'm reading this correctly, because the players and the better halves are going to be serving on that night. Is that right?
Yeah. So, we haven't figured out quite what the jobs are for a lot of the guys, but we're going to put everybody to work, and we'll be serving, whether it's drinks at the bar or some food, and so there'll be lots of mingling going on with the players and the wives, and they've been such thankfully they're going to be there that night supporting us, and we should say that all the funds that we raised at this event will be going to the NICU at the Foothills, which is where Emerson was born, and holds a special place in our heart. So that's where everything's going to go from that night, and we're really looking forward to hopefully seeing a lot of people there.
Well, and I did want to touch on that, Katie, because you are the funds will be benefiting both the Emerson Stage and Foundation, and as Matt just said, the NICU at the Foothills Medical Center, which is a great gift to give back. And I can't think of a better reason to get out and get off your wallets that night and bid up a hat from Garth Brooks and some of the other auction items, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually all the proceeds, it's going to be
okay.
Kind of funneled through our foundation into the NICU at the Foothills Hospital. So
I see.
Every single donation, every single dollar, everything is going directly to them. They're hoping to build a new wing, which they really desperately need. So we're kind of hoping to help them in as many ways as possible, and help, we were saying before, like any family that may ever find themselves in that situation, and just to make a difference in their lives. And we just want to kind of do that in that way. It kind of helps to keep Emerson's memory and Emerson's legacy alive, and we know that he's helping others from us.
So the best way for people to get tickets and more information would be to go to the Calgary Flames website, calgaryflames.com/nightunderthestars. Is that the best way?
Yeah, that would be the best way. There's a direct link on the Calgary Flames website, so you can click on there and it'll take you directly to the source to get your tickets. And there's also still sponsorship packages available. So if you're part of a big company and you think this might be something that you'd really like to take your employees to, or if you're even just like kind of a big group of people and it works for you, then those packages are also available as well.
And the price of tickets also includes the food, the wine, and the beer too, right? We probably should put that out there.
Yes, food, wine, beverages, it includes all of those things, and ticket to all the performances and everything that's going to happen that night.
And there's going to be a lot of other auction items from obviously the players and a lot of hockey memorabilia, and each couple or player and wife or girlfriend has put together the Favorite Things basket, which will be at the silent auction, which has a lot of really neat prizes in it. So we're really looking forward to it, and everybody's put in so much time into preparing for this event, and it's going to be a great night.
Well, Matt, you mentioned the Favorite Things wrap. That's you guys did that before, did you not, Katie, for one of the ladies' events where you put the basket together? Because for some reason, Matt, I remember you and I having a conversation about what was in the basket, which included some DVDs of your favorite TV show, if I remember.
Yeah, I think in the past, the wives' event would have the baskets. And this year, we've incorporated again to our event because the Emerson Knight has taken over the wives event this season. So
yeah, all the ladies, we love putting together our favorite things baskets, and we definitely wanted to do that again because it's something that's really fun for us and kind of gets to show, you know, the more personal side of you know, your relationship or your couples or yourself.
Sure.
And some of the items that the ladies are putting in their baskets is amazing. They're working so hard, and we're just so grateful and so appreciative. Michelle and Brian McGrattan are actually working really hard. They're getting a fishing day with Brian, and then a
oh fish no,
which will be worth every penny in itself.
He's a maniac. I'm here to tell you. I fished with him. He's a maniac.
So that's going to be awesome. So they're putting together like a little fishing package, and everyone's working really hard and being really creative. And so every basket's going to be a little different. We have the Backlunds are putting together a Swedish basket. So I love the Swedish chocolate in them. So I told them I might have to bid on that one.
Guys, before I let you go, I mean, you've been working together on this project. What's it like working as a couple on something like this? I know you did the media tour through our cluster of stations here recently. Katie, is he easy to work with? Matt, can you get along with her when you got to do the work together, or what's it like?
Yeah,
I love working with him.
Yeah, we try. You know what? I Katie's been so great through this. She does the bulk of the work, obviously with our busy hockey schedule.
Right.
I try and help out when I can, but I got to give Katie almost most of the credit here, and along with Candace and Jay at Winsport, and they've been great. Everybody's they seem to have meetings a couple times a week here at the house or at the Saddle Dome or at Winsport, and that's why it's going to be such a great event, because there's great people behind it.
Well, I salute both of you for doing this. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I do want to take just a full moment here before we wrap up. Katie, just to remind people that the dress is business formal, but you do have a little special request when it comes to what people are wearing, right?
We do, yeah. So the dress is nice and formal. So guys don't have to wear tux, so don't worry, but a nice suit would be wonderful. And we're encouraging everybody to wear a little token of something blue. So whether that's blue accessories for the ladies, whether it's earrings or a bracelet, or for guys, whether it's ties or dress socks or a pocket square, just something that's a blue color. Baby blue in particular, if possible. But I mean, we're not picky on whatever color blue you guys want to wear. And that actually, the blue color actually reminds us of Emerson, and we kind of incorporated blue throughout the whole theme of the night. And just to kind of wear a little something that's token blue, just kind of will bring the whole night together.
January 3rd, Mark and McPhail Center at Winsport. For more information and tickets, calgaryflames.com/nightunderthestars. All the proceeds going from the Emerson Stage and Foundation to the NICU at the Foothills Medical Center. Matt and Katie Stagen, thank you so much. Whatever we can do to help, please, please reach out. But we encourage everybody. What a great Christmas gift this would make, I think, for a couple to come down and spend some time with the Calgary Flames and their better halves. This is awesome. Guys, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Rob. You've been such a huge support. We're so grateful for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
No problem. Anything for you guys. Thanks, guys.
Happy holidays.
Talk to you soon.